Blog Talk Radio.
የሰማይ አባታችን ሆይ በሰማይ የምትኖር ስምህ ይቀደስ፣ መንግሥትህ ትምጣ፣ ፈቃድህ በሰማይ እንደሆነች እንዲሁም በምድር ትሁን። የዕለት እንጀራችንን ስጠን ዛሬ፣ በደላችንንም ይቅር በለን እኛ የበደለንን ይቅር እንደምንል። አቤቱ ወደ ፈተናም አታግባን ከክፉ ሁሉ አድነን እንጂ፣ መንግሥት ያንተ ናትና ኃይል፣ ምስጋና ለዘላለም።
The Lord's Prayer in English, Ge'ez and Amharic. After this manner, therefore pray ye. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Ge'ez, Abune Zebesamayat, Yitkadas Semeke, Timsat Mengisteke, Weikun Fekareke, Bekama Besamai Kamahu Bemedir, Sisayene, Zalele Eletene, Habeneyom, Hedig Leni, Abesane, Wagagayene, Kemene Hineni, Nehedig Lezi Abese Lene, Etabiane, Exio, Wester Mansut, Allah Dehanene. وبالهانه ام كله اكوي اسمي زياكه يئت من قسطايل وسبحات العالم عالم امين ام هايك عباتاتشن هوي بسماي متنور سمي يقدس من قسطه تمتع فقاده بسماي اندهونج اندهم بمدر تهون يئلت انجلاتشنن ستن زاري بدلاتشنن يقربلن ان يام يبدلو يقر اندمنل ابتو ورفتنا ناتاغبان ككفو هلو ارنن انجي መንግስት ያንተ ናትና ኃይልም ክብር ምስጋና ለዘላለም አሜን።
Kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of all trespasses, that we'll forgive all those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Selah. Excellent is thy name, O Jah, in all the earth.
ታግባን ከክፉ ሁሉ አድነን እንጂ፣ መንግስት ያንተ ናትና ኃይል፣ ክብር፣ ምስጋና ለዘላለም አሜን። መቤቴ ማርያም ሆይ በመላኩ በቅዱስ ገብርኤል ሰላምታ ሰላም እንልሻለሁ። በሐሳብሽ ድንግል ነሽ፣ በስጋሽም ድንግል ነሽ። ያሸናፊ እግዚአብሔር እናት ሆይ ላንቺ ሰላምታ ይገባል። ከሴቶች ሁሉ ተለይተሽ አንቺ የተባረክሽ ነሽ። የማኅፀንሽ ፍሬ ጌታ ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ የተባረከ ነው። ጸጋ የተመላሽ ሆይ ደስ ይበልሽ፣ እግዚአብሔር ካንቺ ጋር ነውና ከተወደደው ልጅሽ ከጌታችን ከመድኃኒታችን ከኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ዘንድ ይቅርታ ለምኝልን ኃጢአታችንን ያስተሰርይልን ዘንድ ለዘለዓለሙ አሜን። እግዚኦ ማረና ክርስቶስ። በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ። በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ። በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ አሃዱ አምላክ አሜን።
Be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. 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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. For 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 thee as incense.
לכן, כך התפללו אתם. אבינו שבשמיים, יתקדש שמך. תבוא מלכותך, יעשה רצונך. כבשמיים, כן בארץ. את לחם חוקנו תן לנו היום, וסלח לנו על חטאינו, כמו שסולחים גם אנחנו לחוטאים לנו. ואל תביאנו לידי ניסיון, כי אם חלצנו מן הרע. כי לך הממלכה והגבורה והתפארת לעולמי עולמים. אמן. אמן. אמן.
For your loving kindness, for every drop of air I breathe, and for waking me up this morning. And when I'm traveling the streets today, please, Jaja, never leave my side. And every day the same prayer I say, and I'm saying it to one more time. Yeah, traveling the streets I pray, Jaja, beg you please. Jah be my guide, cause I can only protect my flesh. My people wear disguises, help me realize, teach me love unconditionally. Can't go around preying everybody, closest of friends will deceive you badly. I learned that Rastafari is my family. So when I try to chase the day, please, Jah never leave my side.
Protect my family when I no localize. When chatting through these streets, keep my focus right, no oversight. A buckle feel it's life is so much light. But with you as my guide and shield, any pain I man feel, time will heal, yeah. It's a joy to know it's sign and seal, confident in the victory. Anytime it's in the night, they try to in the streets today.
Please, God, you never leave my side. Every day the same prayer I say, and I'm staying into one more time. When I'm chatting in the streets I pray, Jaja never, never left by a night. Yeah, I, oh Jaja please.
Bring forth the Bible. 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 Bring forth.
Psalm 48. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever.
Here we have today's daily song. We have song.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Psalm 17. Hear the right, O Lord. Attend unto my cry. Give ear unto my prayer that goeth not out of feigned lips. Let my sentence come forth from my presence. Let thine eyes behold the things that are equal. Thou hast proved mine heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tried me and shalt find nothing. I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. Concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer. Hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps slip not. I have called upon thee, for thou wilt hear me, O God. Incline thine ear unto me, and hear my speech. Show thy marvelous loving kindness, O thou that savest by thy right hand them which put their trust in thee from those that rise up against them. Keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings from the wicked that oppress me, from my deadly enemies who compass me about. They are enclosed in their own fat. With their mouth they speak proudly. They have now compassed us in our steps. They have set their eyes bowing down to the earth, like as a lion that is greedy of his prey, and as it were a young lion lurking in secret places. Arise, O Lord, disappoint him, cast him down. Deliver my soul from the wicked, which is thy sword, from men which are thy hand, O Lord, from men of the world, which have their portion in this life, and whose belly thou fillest with thy hid treasure. They are full of children, and leave the rest of their substance to their babes. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness, 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 with thy likeness.
Mizmor Yud Zayin, Tefillah le David. Shim'a Adonai Tzedek, Hakshiva Rinnati, Ha'azina Tefillati, Velo Sifte Mirma. Il lefanecha Mishpati Yetze, Enecha Tehezena Meshaim. Bahamta Libbi, Fakadeta Laila, Seraftani Valtinza. Zammoti bal yavor pi lif'ullot adam bidvar sefatecha ani shamarti orchot paritz tamoch ashurai bema'agelotecha bal namotu fe'amai ani keraticha chita'aneni el hat oznecha li shema imrati hafle hasadecha מושיע חוסים ממתקוממים במיניך שומרני כאישון בת עין וצל כנפיך תסתירני מפני רשעים זו שדוני אויבי בנפש יקיפו עליי חלבמו צגרו פימו דיברו וגאות אשורנו עתה סבבונו, עיניהם ישתיתו לנטות בארץ. דמיונו כאריה יחשוף לטרוק, וככפיר יושב במסתרים. קומה אדוני, קדמה פניו אחריעהו, פלטה נפשי מרשע חרבך. ממתים ידך אדוני, ממתים מחלת חלקם בחיים, וצפונך תמלא ביתנם ישבעו בנים. והניחו יתרם לעולליהם, אני בצדק אחזה פניך, אשבעה והקיץ תמונתך, 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 תמונתך.
Hebrew, boy, everything takes
time. Here we have today's daily song, we have songs. This is what we have here. It's today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, even the king of kings. Shalom, Habarim, Habarim, brothers and sisters. What we have here, it's today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek. Shalom, Habarim, Habarim, brothers and sisters. What we have here is today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, even the king of kings. Today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews from the Sefer Tehillim is Psalm Yod Zain, Yod Zain, Psalm XVII, Psalm 17, Habarim, a prayer. We have right here, we have a prayer. Two more psalms are superscribed, or we have in the superscription, right, are superscribed David's prayer. David's prayer. And which are these two other psalms? We have the LXXXVI. We have Psalm 86 and Psalm CXLII, Psalm 142. So we have Psalm 86 and Psalm 142, which also have the superscription, David's prayer. Tefillah, tefillah le David, tefillah le David, a tefillah, tefillah le David. It's a prayer for protection against oppressors. Rephrase, it's a prayer for protection against downpressors and downpression. And in the innermost of the innocence, a prayer against depression. So we have a prayer for protection against downpressors, Psalm 17. So a little intro right here to today's daily psalm according to the royal order, after the order of Melchizedek. Despite some resemblances in the language of this and the preceding psalm, the preceding mizmor, and the preceding psalm is Psalm 16 in this order here. The atmosphere is different. In the latter, there breathes a spirit of tranquility and assurance. Here there's agitation and anxiety prevail. Remember, this is a prayer. Tefillah. The circumstances and situations are similar. The circumstances and the situation in today's daily psalm are similar to the VII, to Psalm 7, and the IX, Psalm 9. So Psalm 7 and Psalm 9 provide similar sympathetic or similar circumstances and situations. The writer, the author, David, is pursued by a band of men intent upon his destruction. Pursued by a band of men who are determined and intent upon his downstruction, his deconstruction. One person is singled out and compared to a what? A lion eager to rend, to tear, to rip its prey. We have this in verse 12. Now, an occasion like the pursuit of David, in the wilderness of Maon, by Saul and his forces, right, and his Hayil, his forces, right? First Samuel 25. First Samuel chapter 23 and verse 25 comes to mind. So today's daily song, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, Tefillah, a prayer, Le David, a prayer of David.
Lord Jesus, it is you who wakes me up every day. And I am forever grateful for your love. This is why I pray. You let me touch so many people. And it's all for the good. I influenced so many children. I never thought that I would. And I couldn't take credit for the love they get. Because it all comes from you, Lord. I'm just the one that's giving it. And when it seems like the pressure gets to be too much, take time out and pray. Lord, I am not perfect by a long shot. I express to you, dear. But I work hard every day, and I hope that you hear. In my heart, I mean well. But if you'll help me to grow, then what I have in my heart, and when I get going, I'm not looking back for nothing. Because I will know where I'm headed. I'm so tired of myself. I stand before you, a weakened version of your reflection. Begging for direction, for my soul needs resurrection. I don't deserve what you've given me, but you never took it from me. Because I am grateful, and I use it. And I do not worship money. If what you want from me is to bring your children to you, my regret is only having one life to do it instead of two.
I would never give the power to a bald head. Run, come, crucify the dread. Time alone, oh, time will tell. Think you're in heaven, but you're living in hell. Think you're in heaven, but you're living in hell. Think you're in heaven, but you're living.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Psalm 17. Hear the right, O Lord. Attend unto my cry. Give ear unto my prayer that goeth not out of feigned lips. Let my sentence come forth from thy presence. Let thine eyes behold the things that are equal. Thou hast proved mine heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tried me and shalt find nothing. I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. Concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer. Hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps slip not. I have called upon thee, for thou wilt hear me, O God. Incline thine ear unto me, and hear my speech. Show thy marvelous loving kindness, O thou that savest by thy right hand them which put their trust in thee from those that rise up against them. Keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings from the wicked that oppress me, from my deadly enemies who compass me about. They are enclosed in their own fat. With their mouth they speak proudly. They have now compassed us in our steps. They have set their eyes bowing down to the earth, like as a lion that is greedy of his prey, and as it were a young lion lurking in secret places. Arise, O Lord, disappoint him, cast him down. Deliver my soul from the wicked, which is thy sword, from men which are thy hand, O Lord, from men of the world which have their portion in this life, and whose belly thou fillest with thy hid treasure. They are full of children, and leave the rest of their substance to their babes. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness, 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 with thy likeness. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing.
And sisters, what we have here is today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews after the...
So hear, Shema Yisrael, hear. Here in the season, if we look at the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, the daily psalm. So hear, Shema Yisrael, hear. Here in the season, if we look at the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, the daily psalms, right? We call it the Davidic psalm and the ancient order of worship. Here we have, in this season, this time, Psalm 17. And Psalm 17, it comes up a few times within the Shana. I'm looking just right here, viewing over when we have Psalm 17. And here we have, in this particular season, we have Psalm 17, the Mizmor, the chant, the intonation Mizmor, Yod Zayin, Yod Zayin, Yad Zayin, the Hebrew letters signifying a numerical value, 17. We have Psalm XVII, Tefillah. Tefillah, Le David, prayer of David. Now, it's important for us to define and have the true Hebrew definition of what is a tefillah, what is a prayer. So here in the season where we have the psalm reduplicating or redoubling, it gives us an opportunity to even revisit today's daily psalm, Psalm 17, Chabarim. So far, and just looking over this, we see this psalm. It might appear we might be missing it one time, but we don't see it in the season from September to February. So there's two sides to the Davidic royal order daily psalms. There is the half of the season we have from March to August, and here we cite at least three places that the psalms rise up, the chant rise up as the daily psalm, right? And here we have it where it comes again. So we have, there's one sequence around the May time, according to the Gregorian calculation, where we have May 2nd and May 4th. So we have Psalm 17, daily psalm, Psalm 8, and then Psalm 17 come again. Now it's interesting because also August 28th, according to the Gregorian, we have Psalm 17, a tefillah. Why is this important? Well, come. Make me study to shew I and I selves approved. So here we like to pick up with the second part of the Midrash. Midrash from Dereset, Darash, we have in the Hebrew, and we have Dereset, one to inquire, but then the Ethiopic and the Royal Amharic sense is to reach. It has a sense to reach. Dereset, the different forms of that right there. And we have Midrash, the Midrash in a sense of a study. So we seek to get into like the study of the psalm, as well as going through some of the basic Hebrew, the Aleph, Beit, the Gimel of the psalm, building on that foundation. So when we say the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews after the order of Melchizedek, the Ethiopic royal Amharic enunciation, Melchizedek and Melchizedek. So we have the king of righteousness, the righteous king. So here, for today's daily psalm, and the emphasis on this repeat of the psalm, right? So Psalm 17, 1 and 7 and some basic mass equals in singularity 8. So we have Psalm 17, Psalm 8, Psalm 17 at one point of the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrew season. So breaking that down, we have the 888 and also Moshiach, right? We have Moshiach, Savior within today's daily psalm, Moshiach. And then we have Mashiach. Mashiach is Messiah, anointed, Mashiach, or some would not say Moshiach. But then we have Moshiach, 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 Savior. That nuance there. So similar, somewhat similar sound. It depends on the enunciation, right? But we have Savior. So we have the 888. So this code, and even building a little bit more on the code right here, looking at the Ethiopian Hebrew code within the Psalms and the daily order chant, the daily Psalms, the Davidic worship, we have this rhema. It's a right now, it's a meditation. We can build more on that, but here to get some of the basic foundation. So we have a Midrash, and we notice in this reference Midrash booklet published during the visitation of His Majesty, the Midrash on Psalms, we have the first of the two volumes by William G. Braude, B-R-A-U-D-E. Looking for more copies and more links, if ones find any PDFs or are interested in it, then please share words. So this is the Midrash Tehillim. Midrash Tehillim, the study on the Psalms, on the praises, on the worship. So we had a Midrash part one. Part one, just some of the basic foundation, and we had left off with it at the temple, concerning the temple being built and some of the ancient reasonings on the temple. Now, we need to keep the Brit Chadash sense of Reboni, right? Robeinu, Reboni, Reboni Yeshua. I and I, Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbis, our Black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, Ha Moshiach, Yeshua, Ha Notri, Yeshua of Nazareth. So here, just picking up on the build. So it's going to be the part two and also just that connection with the repeating of the daily song, right, here in this particular season. But this is good for the psalm anytime one needs to get a build or a study on the psalm. So although we're recording this at this season right here, where we have the May time of the year, May 2nd to 17th, and May 4th to 17th, also we see that August 28th as well, we have the 17th psalm. So we're also studying and seeking to highlight and emphasize the Psalms as they correspond with the Torah portion of reading and feedings, and also the season, in season, out of season. So we're learning by doing. Some things just to read over it. As you do it in the proper times, in the proper season, we can see where that Judeo-Christian roots, this is getting into the roots, getting into the groundation, the foundation. So here we have a tefillah. What is tefillah? Tefillah is translated as a prayer. Tefillah is an intercession. Tefillah is a supplication. So tefillah, often interpreted as an intercession, supplication. Usually in the KJV, King James Version, it's the word prayer, right? It's translated as prayer, intercession, supplication. By implication, a tefillah is a hymn. So by implication, a prayer, an intercession, a supplication, Hebraically, is expressed as a hymn, as a psalm, a mizmor, a chant, an intonation. Now, the word tefillah, as we had shared in a vlog, on the Rastafari sabbatical, right, the vlog, the video log, we reason on what is prayer, how prayer from a Western Gentile ear has a different meaning, there's a different idea. And to get to the real true idea Hebraically of what Hebrew prayer, Hebraically what prayer is, we zoom in on the word tefillah, as today's daily psalm is tefillah le David. So using this as a basic foundation, a basic teaching. Now, this word, tefillah, right, tefillah, it appears, right, a few places, at least nine places in the psalm, at least a prayer of David in the English. You have to check each of them to see whether each of them has the same underlying. We look at the code, right, behind the translation, get to the source code. Here we know that the source code behind prayer is tefillah, right, the word tefillah. Let's do this right here. It's the H8605, the H 8605. So let's just put this in here and do this like this. We're going to now look at the Hebrew, just zooming in on the Hebrew. Now, according to the Hebrew, the word tefillah Hebraically appears 29 times in the Psalter, in the Sefer Tehillim, Hebraically tefillah. Well, we just looked up prayer of David, like David and prayer, these two words in the search, in the word search, we found nine times. And it appeared that the nine times are found in the title. But when we just look up the word prayer, we have 29 times in the Psalter or in the Book of Psalms. So here we have the second place within the Psalter where we have prayer. We have it in Psalm 4, verse 1. And here this is the second time where we have the word prayer and David. In fact, within the first, we could say the first Hebrew verse, the first verse including the superscription, we have prayer actually twice. We have a prayer of David, Tefila Le David. We have prayer there. And then we have Tefilati, Ha'azina Tefilati, Ha'azina Tefilati. Give ear, Ha'azina, broaden the ear, Ha'azina Tefilati. Tefilati is my prayer. Give ear to my prayer. Then the other, we say the other 8 or 7 or so times, we have Psalm 55 and 1, 61 and 1, 64 and 1, 72 in verse 20. The prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended. Then we have Psalm 86 and 1, a prayer of David. Then we have Psalm 142 and 1, a maskil of David, a prayer. And then we have Psalm 143 and 1, a psalm of David. And he opens up by saying, hear my prayer. So we have prayer and David. The connection here for this study is on prayer and David. And this is important because what is Hebrew Hebraic prayer? You know, we hear a lot of people saying, oh, well, prayer is just like just talking to the wind or just talking to the ear or just talking to nobody, just self. Some people think that prayer is self-delusion. Perhaps it might be the Messiah, Rabboni Yeshua, HaMashiach, says that ye worship that which ye know not. Y'all worship that which ye know not. He said it's a Samaritan woman. That y'all worship that which ye know not. We know what we worship for salvation is of the Yedim, Yehudim, is of the Jews, of the Judahites, right? Even of the line of the tribe of Judah. And this is why we study it according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek. So here, we're going to pick up on a midrash, but just to zoom in on the word prayer as it connects with today's daily psalm, Tefillah, and the second place in the book of Psalms where we have a prayer of David. A prayer of David. David and connection of prayer. So the word prayer, Hebraically, it's a noun, feminine word. It's a noun, feminine word. And it means, in a more Hebrew sense, intercession, supplication. The second entry, by implication, what's implied here is a hymn. This is why the connection of Psalm of David and a prayer, because a hymn, a chant, an intonation, even implying a musical, right, or a cappella, and also a musical type of expression. Right, of the mizmor, the chant. So this is like chanting a prayer, chanting a psalm, but the psalm may be, as we have here, Tefillah le-David, a prayer of David, the well-beloved. Now, getting to the root of Tefillah come from the falal. One pointing is falal. The usual pointing is palal. This is the H6419. So Tefillah is the H8605, and the root is the H6419. So palal or falal tefillah, right? Palal, as we have the fe, that letter sometimes enunciated as a fe sound in some fe sound in some dialects, and in some pointings as a pe sound. So we have tefillah in that form, or tefillah, tefillah, and palal, falal. Now the root palal means to judge. So at the root of prayer is Hebraically is to judge. Open parenthesis, officially or mentally. Close parenthesis. So to judge. So at the heart of the Hebrew thought, meditation, and mind, when we say prayer, tefillah, coming from that root as palal, falal, to judge officially, which means according to the law. And for I and I, that's according to HaTorah, John's direction, instructions. According to I and I, the new name, the precious name, is according to the teaching of His Majesty, who says to I and I and we, for my part, I glory in the Bible, right? So keeping that as a groundation, a foundation right there. So officially, it will be according to the teaching of His Majesty, according to HaTorah, the Orit, according to the Metzav Kedus, according to the teaching of His Majesty, officially, according to the instruction, direction, the teaching, give us a teaching of His Majesty. And to judge, palal, falal, is also mentally. So how we mental, so it's our mind state. Let this mind be in you. This is the words, right, of the Holy Spirit through the Brit Chadasha testimony, right, and the teaching of Robeinu, Rabboni, Jesus Christos, Yeshua HaMashiach Memherachin, our Memher, right, our Memher, that is to say our Rebbe, our Rabbi, our scholar, our master, our teacher, the Rabbi of Rabbis, our Black Lord and Savior. So, Palal means to judge. The second entry, by extension of this idea, right, in the Medi and the extension of the idea, the word sound power, palal, falal, means to intercede. Here we get the idea of intercession. In its first, we could say Hebrew, you know, the Strong's Michelson getting into the Hebrew, a more Hebrew clarification, to intercede, and that's to pray, to intercede, to pray, right? To intercede, to pray. So we have to meditate. This is the Medi right here. Looking at prayer now, see, when you look at prayer in the Western Gentile sense, prayer, we can even do this right here. Let's look at this word prayer because it's important to understand the nuance and the difference between prayer in the Babylon, the Western Gentile, because of the whitewash mentality, and prayer Hebraically, according to the teaching of His Majesty. This is the point that we're seeking to bring home here, right, within this reasonment, because once you do, then the context of what we are reading, the context of what we are saying becomes even so much more clearer for us. And then there's also operative, right? As we understand it and understand and get a good groundation and standing on it, right, it becomes more applicable, right, to the liberty. Otherwise, it's kind of spooked out for most ones and ones. And we're not saying that because somebody speaks English or just in the English language, they always have the wrong idea because it's a spirit. Remember, it's a spirit. But he says also to study, right, to study, because then when we study and the spirit brings it to our heart and mind, we know that's a correct, officially, we can judge that officially as being right and accurate. The word prayer comes from the Latin prax, precarious. The word prayer in the Latin comes from the word precarious. It means to obtain by entreaty. Now, the idea is somewhat, right, to obtain by entreaty, right, to obtain by entreaty. We're looking at the etymology of pray, right? The etymology of pray right here means to ask, to beg, according to the early 13th century. So we're looking at how the word was actually used, because many of we and you and me, many of us, you know, we speak English, but the question is, do we understand English? A lot of folks, they speak English, but do they understand English? They'll say, of course I do. See, that's that arrogance. That's exactly what Dawid, he opens up today's daily psalm, Tefillah le Dawid, Shima'ah Yahuwah, Sedek ahak sheva rinati, ha'azina tefillati, belo siftei mirma. He says, give ear, right? Give ear to my prayer from lips without deceit, from lips without self-delusion, without hypocrisy, without, one might even translate some places, without guile. But it's from the Hebrew, Rama, right, let's get to the root right here, feign, the mirma. Mirma is fraud. It's a sense of deceiving from deceptive lips, not out of feign. KJV says that goeth, the goeth there, if you look at that goeth, that right there is italicized, right, that goeth, because it's below, in no sifte, lips of mirma, in no lips of deceit. And no lips of deceit, self-delusion, no hypocritical lips by craft, by deceit, by being fraudulent or forced. Mirma is fraud. Mirma, Hebraically, is fraud. Now, we stuck to the way the translators, some say without deceit, deceptive, self-delusion in that sense, you know, or delusion, right? Mirma, right? Below, sifte, mirma. But then when we get to the root of mirma, right? Mirma, which is the H4820, we have Rama. What is Rama? Rama means to hurl, like to hurl something, specifically to shoot something. Mirma, right, or from Rama, to shoot, to hurl something. But in the figurative sense, as it applies here, right, in the Hebrew two truths, there's a literal sense, the earthly type, the heavenly type. There's a physical, physical type and the metaphysical type, right? So there's like the kind of seen aspect, the unseen aspect. So there's the two truths. So we have mirma, which is fraud or deceit in this KJV sense, feigned, right, feigned sense, mirma from rama means to hurl, to shoot. But in the figurative sense, in the figure of speech, is to delude or to betray as if causing to fall. And here's where we have the KJV bringing out the rama sense, as which is the root of mirma, as beguile, betray, right, beguile, betray. But then it has a sense of a bowman, because the word rama is also used like in shooting an arrow, in that sense of shooting an arrow or shooting a bow. Right, the idea there being is hurling something, right, at one. It can mean to carry, to deceive, or to throw, throwing something. But the root idea is like fraudulently, deludedly, deceptively. So let's just get to that particular root right there. But now we look at the word pray in connection to what is said here. Ha'azina tefillati, hear my tefillah, tefillah. Remember tefillah, tefillah, intercession, supplication. Intercession, intercession, but intercession can be an interception in a sense of one praying on behalf of another one, right? As you weigh things officially according to Jah's law, according to Jah's word, rightly and accurately, mentally, right? This is why Yeshua, Rabbeinu, he focuses, even when he speaks on prayer, in, you know, the mind state and no doubting about it, right? Because it's kind of a measuring, it's a weighing, right? It's a weighing. So one is weighing, right? Okay, who am I really, right? Who am I really? Do I have right to ask or to entreat? See, prayer in the basic sense from the 13th century meant to ask earnestly, to beg, right? And also from like the 1300s, to pray to God or saint. From the old French word, prayer, to pray, and then in the circa like 900 time, modern French, prayer, right? From the vulgar Latin, precare. Now the word precare, P-R-E-C-A-R-E, also the source of the Italian pregare, so the C and the G, how language letters change because of different enunciation, precare, like precarious, pregare, pregarious. This is why it might have some link with that word pregnant, too. It's better to use the term with child, right, which is the true term, because they say that underlying that is a dis-ease state, right? But let's go on. From Latin precare, to ask earnestly, to beg, to entreat, from precus, right, precis, almost like when somebody precise. It's basically the same word without the E at the end, precise, right? Prayer, request, entreaty, right? To ask, to request, to entreat. This is the Western Gentile sense. But the Hebrew sense, right, doesn't just look at that outer act. There's an inner sense. It's getting to the inner sense because at the root of tefillah, tepillah, is falal, palal. And palal, the H6419, means to judge in what sense? Officially, according to HaTorah, according to Jah's direction, instructions, and also mentally. Mentally. This is why Hawariya Paulos, Apostle Paul, Rav Shaul, says that, you know, that even though his deeds are this way, it's his mind state that must serve, right? Serve he who be, the mind, right? With the mind. Let this mind be in you, right? And it's connected with his way. Because we can hear Jah's law, or what Jah says to do, or what the instructions are, and can say, well, I don't really like that. I feel different about it. See, that means that when one prays, right, the judgment might be judged against because you're not worthy of that standing. It's like when ones and ones ask HaMelech, right, HaMala'ak, when they ask the Mala'ak, not the Melech, in that sense, the king, but when they ask the Mala'ak, right, the Malachi of Jehovah, they had asked him concerning his name. Remember Jacob? Ya'ikob, Jacob asked concerning his name, and the response there was almost like, why do you ask? Basically, what's your reason? And because he did not have enough reason, like, you know, to ask, Moshe asked, and he received the answer, right? That the Malachi, Yahuwah, the angel of Jehovah, right, is that pre-incarnate Bane, HaBane, the Son, the Bane Elohim, Chayim, right? That revelation. This is the revelation, right, according to the Hebrew Trinity. But pointing that out right there is just pointing out the fact that if one is praying, right, like say, if one is asking for something, sometimes you're asking according to certain right, a certain standing. It's similar to the sense where they say in court that, oh, somebody has standing, or they might say that, oh, somebody does not have standing, and they may question somebody's legal standing, you know, or the merit, right? It's questioning that merit, right? That merit right there. So here's what one does in tefillah and tepillah in prayer is judge according to HaTorah and mentally, right? And the by extension act, the outer act is interceding, right? Interceding and praying even within this basic sense. So the English sense is just half, more or less, right, of the truth of what prayer really is. So this is why I just want to zoom in on that. It's like almost like a self-weighing, right? Not a self-weighing in the eyes of oneself, but a self-weighing in the eyes of what is official, right? What is HaTorah? What is his directions, his instructions, mentally, right? And also in the mind state, because with the mind, so it's not even an outer act, right? There is an outer expression, right? Because sometimes to express what's within, one expresses outwardly, but it's not as many people think that prayer is just you know, mumble-jumble some words, because this is exactly what Rabbeinu, right, when he said to the, you know, Pharisees and the scribes and the other rabbis and the other teachers and scholars. He was like, y'all are, you know, they make these long prayers and they repeat stuff and everything and think like it's like a begging in a sense. But they haven't. The reason why they have to beg so much, right, over and over, and just these, you know, like in many of Yehovah's, like a lot of these prayers. It doesn't mean that, like, see, there's a difference between a psalm and a prayer. Let's point that out. Now, the unique thing about Davidic worship is that we have a song and a prayer, but the prayer and the psalm is so connected, if you know what I'm saying. The prayer and the psalm is so connected that because of the chant, the intonation, it adds a different, it's music, it becomes music in that sense to Jah's ears. Now, of course, there are certain areas of certain prayer which is more, we could say, a cappella. Right, a cappella, it's like a pause. Even musically, sometimes they'll say, take it down low, take it down low, take it down low, because this needs to be heard. Right, we need some silence, we need to hear this right here. You know what I mean? So that connection, Davidically, between the Mizmor and the Tefillah, Tepillah, is very, very interesting as well. But just to zoom in and to highlight and to note that right there concerning Hebraically, what is prayer? Here at the second place in the Psalter, the second place in the Psalm, where we have a prayer. Right, in Psalm 17, we have the word prayer, right, prayer of David, right, a psalm of David, a prayer, but the first use or the first mention of prayer is actually in Psalm 4, the first verse, right, where he says, hear my prayer, have mercy upon I, and hear my prayer. So the tefillah is already there. The tefillah is not like, well, hear my prayer, and now I'm going to pray. The whole thing is connected. Right, so even in the psalm is his prayer, is his intercession, what he is supplicating, what he is asking, and he is showing us his judgment, right? His judgment in that sense, how he judges officially. This is why in many of the psalms of David and the prayers, you have the connection with HaTorah, or we can point to references in Jalor, in the Torah, right, and in the will, the express will, the Esaret HaDevarim of HaElohim. Right, of the true good, the true God. And David now articulating what he requests, who he is, what he has done, what has gone on, vis-a-vis that. And also, as well, himself, because there's times that he has called down, we could say, like fire, you know, holy fire, you know, Holy Spirit fire, Ruach HaKadosh, you know, Eish, upon enemies. And then in the same psalm and prayer, he would also say, well, check me out, too. You know, like, and I'm like, have mercy on me too. I'm just saying this because I'm going through all these things, and this is what they're doing wrong. And haven't you said, aren't you the one that says this? It's not my relationship to you, this, right? So he's reaffirming, and all that is a part of the weighing. You know, you're weighing. Like somebody said, do you have standing? And you say, yes, of course I have standing, because this is my relationship, or this is what has been said, and this is what I have done, so forth and so on. So that process right there in the mind state, right, is also part of that upbuilding, that healing, that strengthening for the nefesh, for the psyche, for the suke, for the soul, you know, for her in he, in the spirit, and that marriage of the lamb, you know, strengthening that relationship right there. Tefillah le David, hear, 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 give ear, give ear, give ear, give ear, give ear, give ear, give ear.
Yes, 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 yes. Give ear. Yes, 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 yes. So here we have Psalm 17. We recorded that previously around the same time in the season. And the psalm, it repeats. We have it repeats in the next, not tomorrow, but the day after. And we find that interesting according to the royal order. Why the emphasis here? And one of the main themes that we was able to draw forward is the word prayer, how prayer in that audio there, a little bit long right there, but just to break it down in the English, prayere, prayer, prayer, old French, precaria. Basically, it means to entreat, or the idea of begging. When we look at the Hebrew sense, tefillah, we have it from the Hebrew verb palal, which means to judge. And then we use the term in the Hebrew, which is the reflexive term. The reflexive term basically is like almost like one is doing an action to themselves, or for ones and ones are doing it to themselves. So in a sense, the reflexive sense of prayer that's often used in Hebrew is the lehita palel. And that brings out the sense of not that one is praying to themselves, but one is judging themselves. One is self-analyzing themselves. But in a sense, one could say there's a level of praying to or within oneself. So this is the key of the reflexive. It's like hita makartem. Is that in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 68, where it says that, and you shall be sold to your enemies, for bondmen and bondwomen. When you read the Hebrew sense of it, right, it is the reflexive sense. So the more correct translation is not so much that you will be sold to your enemies, but you will be selling yourself. So in order to bring out the reflexive idea of the word and the form of it that you use of one praying, it's interesting in the Hebrew, the reflexive sense of the praying, lehita palel, right? One is praying like to and forth, but since the root is judging, we bring out the sense in a interpretation into the English to get the true idea of prayer from the Hebrew perspective. It's self-analysis. And when we study David, if we really study David or study a psalm of David like today's daily psalm or even other psalms, we can see that. Remember, David, according to the scripts, a man after Jehovah's own heart. So tefillah, the best English bringing out of the Hebrew sense of the word prayer in the Hebrew, tefillah, is actually self-analysis. Tefillah means self-analysis. Lehita palel, self-analysis. Not so much one is praying to themselves or even one is just judging themselves, but it is a process of self-analysis with a view of finding one's distance or proximity, right? One distance towards, like, or away from Jehovah, he who be, according to his revealed revelation. And we're speaking of the scripts, we're speaking of Torah, his revelation of himself. How do we know he who be, who he be? Because of his revealed revelation and because of I witness in the liberty and the life. So we see it in the word, in the script, right? And we meditate it and know the truth of it. We can also see the reflection of it real time in our life and liberty. So tefillah is self-analysis. The Hebrew sense of prayer, instead of just begging, beseeching, or just talking. No, the words sound power, is self-analysis with a view of finding one's distance from Yahweh, from Jehovah. And in that process, lehita palel, seeking to improve it by an alignment of one's mental, physical, and here's a key, word sound, verbal supplication. The alignment, aligning I and I self. So tefillah, as we mentioned, English word prayer is derived from the Latin term for prayer, precor, which literally means to beg. Begging Jehovah to fulfill our needs and desires uncontrollably in confusion without thought, rhyme, or reason, this is not tefillah again. Begging Hashem, he who be, who he be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, begging the Holy One, blessed be he, blessed be the name, begging Yahweh to fulfill our desires, our needs, and this, you know, in the form that we see in the world, flesh, satanic, to call them uncontrollably, in confusion, without thought, without any rhyme or reason, is not truly tefillah. Tefillah, as we mentioned, is derived from the Hebrew word pilel, palal, which means to judge. And the act of engaging in tefillah Hebraically is often described in the reflexive sense, lehita palel. So if I am lehita paleling, right, I am actually judging and analyzing myself mentally, spirit, soul, and body. So self-analysis, once again, finding one's distance to or from he who be, who he be's will, and therefore seeking to improve by the alignment of our mental, our physical, our physical, and our verbal supplication. A couple of good features. What are some good features of true tefillah, true prayer? Well, first of all, to live a righteous life. Well, what's the definition of righteous? Well, one would have to seek, well, what is the revelation of he who be, who he be, standard of righteousness? Note that David often says, to save me in thy righteousness. You notice that? You often say in my right, but in thy righteousness. seek to understand, understand, comes that overstanding, that true standing of Yahweh, of Jehovah's will. What is his will? That's his majesty, Karmawi Nugus Nagas, teaches I and I to make our wills obedient, make our wills obedient. But first, in order to make our wills obedient to Jehovah, we must first understand, understand what is Jehovah's will and purpose, right? Purpose for creation, for I and I, for the congregation, right? In other words, obey Hashem's commands. This is why when his majesty Garmawi Nugus Nagas was asked his advice to young people, says that his advice to all is to fulfill the 10 words, the 10 commandments. So the first aspect is our liberty. It's how we live and seeking to live in Jah's sight, a righteous life, firstly. Secondarily, asking. Ask. It says, ask and you shall receive. Seek, you shall find. Knock, the door shall be open. And even that right there is A-S-K again. Ask. Ask in HaMashiach's, in the Messiah's name, for things that will glorify. So we ask, Abba Father Elohim Ha'am, in the name of the Bane, in the Messiah's name. What are we asking for? All right, we're expressing authority there, all right, for the things that will glorify Jehovah, that will glorify Elohim Ha'ab, and be of spiritual benefit to the cause of King Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the commonwealth of Yisrael, right, to the commonwealth of Yisrael, and of the rest of humanity, in order, priority. That's the priority there. You see, when we do that, we are pleasing his will, because in his revealed revelation of scripture, we can find that testify. Thirdly, ask with the right motives. So we can say righteous motives. Believers, mitmanan, amanyos, those who amen, yea and amen, oftentimes ask for the right things. Most believers, or as I want to say believers, often ask for the right things, but, and here's a big but with the intention often of showing off to others. This is not just a form of self-deception. It is very, you could say, juvenile. It's like when the word says that, you know, and one should be teachers, one have need to be taught again. You know, and one needs milk instead of strong, you say strong meat, or, you know, solid food in that sense. So the faithful are ones who seek to be faithful, and believers often ask the right things, but often with the intention of showing off to others. You know, if we're honest and we look at I and I liberty and we're growing in grace and the knowledge of the King of Kings Christ, we should be able to see, you know, our down sitting and our uprising. But that is not the way. That doing that, praying for something so I can show this off to somebody else, right? That's like in the word when we went through Mirma, and Rama. It doesn't mean to throw, but also Ram. Ram as a word means like to lift up, like to lift something being high or lifted up. Like you say, the dance of Ram. In the Hebraic sense, it's like high, high, high. So on a level of lips, deceived lips, it's like we're praying, right, for right things, but we're praying with our lips with the intent is to show it off to somebody else. We're deceiving ourselves. That's a form of self-deception. That's a form of immaturity, right? It's a waste of time and produces no results whatsoever. So we have to check, right, check I and I motives, right? Check I and I motives. And in this way, Chaburim, we have to be, in that sense, ruthless when we examine ourselves according to his way, not to our way. You see, we have to recognize the difference between the subjectiveness, you know, what is subjective and what is objective. So we have to be objective when we examine I and I selves, constantly examine I and I own motives. It's easy a lot of times for ones and ones to tell you about the next person over there. You know what their motives is. You know what they're thinking. You know all of this. but what about your Omo? Well, I'm not a bad person. See, be as ruthless when you examine yourself as you are with others, as we can be with others. Constantly examine our motives, for here is where most of us many times fail miserably. And failing miserably while studying the scriptures, studying the word, and we should be familiar with these things. All right. We may want to impress others with our power, with our wisdom, with our fame or whatever, but he who be who he be, he knows this. He already knows it. And he answers accordingly. Fourth point right here on some of the features of good tefillah, good prayer, Hebrew prayer, mobeta, self-examination. Wait for the results. They will come. If your prayer is faithful and true, they will come. If they're according to his will, it will come. It will come to pass. If you are successful and you get that which you have prayed for, of course, praise. See, what happens a lot of times, we pray when we really need something, when we get it, you know, we kind of forget. It's like somebody asks you for something, almost like a little child, a little child. They ask for something, you give it to them, and sometimes they just run off. But even sometimes they will remember, say, oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Let's remember to praise, to thank Jehovah. If we don't get what we have asked for or what we seek, and we have waited or we think we've been waiting, re-examine yourself. Re-examine your motives. Re-examine your life and your liberty according to his standard, not according to your bread drain or your sister drain, but according to he who be who he be standard, because that's who you're praying to, yes? The fault is sometimes there, and most times the fault is in I and I self. All right, hear, same prayer.
One love. But,
sin. Yes, sir. That's fine.
Off you go to work.
Off you go.
Doing your everyday business. One thing chronics I ask you.
Yeah.
When was the last time you prayed? Give your tongue for health and faith.
When was the last time you prayed?
Protect you from the pagan. When was the last time? Could you tell me? When last you pray and go down on your knee? When was the last time you prayed? When was the last time you prayed? After feeling on your own understanding, see Jah when you wake in the morning. Please, I beg you please, see Jah first and go down on your knees. Ooh yeah, you don't know what in this cold world where the system drifts, and it's so easy to get misled. Why rent you like cut off? So many will say, and them I wonder which part got this. But when them ask, this is what I say. When was the last time you prayed? Give that a hand for health and faith. When was the last time you prayed? How could you tell me, boy, when was the last time? Could you tell me, when last you pray and go down on your knee? When was the last time you prayed? Yeah. When was the last time? I never be ungrateful. You have to give thanks for everything where you gain. Now bother pray for your bread, a big feast. Beg you please give thanks for the little na your plate. Jesus, look out and before you push out of your house, beg your whole a reference. In a district where the place in a siege of a chance, at least one fire a day. Because you don't know what trouble lies ahead. In this old world where the system drains, and it's so easy to get displaced. And when your plans start failing, when was the last time?
Eli in the Hebrew, and we're going to ride up with the Royal Amharic on the files of Royal Amharic. Now, it's interesting. There's a different word, right? There's Tselot. Tselot. Now, Tselot actually comes more from the Aramaic. It comes more from, we could say, it was related to the Aramaic and the, how would we say, the Eastern, right? The Eastern Semitic, right? While Biblical Hebrew is more Western. So we have the Tselot, Tselot. It's interesting because if you look in the Aramaic portions of the scripture, like in Daniel, right, like in Daniel, right, it uses one of the words it's used is for prayer is Tselah, Tselah, Tselah. Tselah is pa'el sense to pray, right? And it has an ancient sense, a sense of bowing, the Tselah, right? And it's also from the root Tsal'ah, Tsal'ah, which has an interesting kind of Pesah kind of a sense. Passover actually means to pass over, but it has a sense of the limb to be lame. Now, when we get further to the root, to halt, right? But there's a meaning of to curve. Now, if you say, well, how is this, how this word brings out prayer? Well, as you get more to the root, right, we have the same word that's used, get this here, the same word that's used for the proverbial translation of the rib. Remember how it says that the womb man was made from what they call in translation of the rib? But it actually, that rib in the Hebrew is the tselah. The tselah is the side, the rib, the beam. Now, we can go a little bit more into detail here, even the side of the arch, right? So as being curved, right? The figuratively of a door, like a leaf, a side. Get into a little bit more on that right there. But just to compare and the contrast, we have the tefillah, right, within the Hebrew. The Royal Amharic is the tselot, and the tselot is related to the Aramaic, right, the Aramaic tselah, as we have in Daniel and in other places of the scripture, like, you know, where we have more Aramaic than Hebrew. Aramaic and Hebrew are related, but like some people try to say they're basically the same, they're not the same, but they are very close, are closely related. And another point about prayer, just another point about prayer, in prayer doesn't always have to be just ask, ask, ask. You know what I mean? You could ask, like in the Chronics tune right there, just give thanks for life, give thanks for health and strength, and ask him for more of the same. And just praise and give thanks. So there's always have to be, give me, give me this, give me that, give me that. You know what I'm saying? So prayer doesn't always mean in the sense of asking and begging something. There are other words for, like, say, the word begging or supplication. And so we have the word supplication comes out to be more of a, you know, begging. And then there are other words for ask. And also with the same word, tselah, related to tselot, in the Aramaic, tefillah also is used. You know, like prayer and worship is not the same thing. Prayer and praise is not the same thing. Prayer is one thing. Worship is one thing. Praise is one thing. And all those things together, that's the real thing right there. So let's ride out to Royal Amharic on this prayer dub right here, the Chronics prayer dub. Gonna ride up the world. I'm gonna go to the verse by verse of today's daily song.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Mazmura Frasidis, Beckett Nefasrasala. የዳዊት ጸሎት አቤቱ ጽድቄን ስማ ጩኸቴንም አድምጥ በተንኮለኛም ከንፈር ያልሆነውን ጸሎቴን አድምጥ ፍርዴ ከፊትህ ይውጣ አይኖችህም በቀንነት ይዩ ልቤን ፈተንኸው በሌሊትም ጎበኘኸኝ ፈተንኸኝ ምንም አላገኘህብኝም የሰውን ሥራ አፌ እንዳይናገር ፈቃዴ ነው ስለ ከንፈሮችህ ቃል ጭንቅ የሆኑ መንገዶችን ጠበቁ እግሮች እንዳይናወጡ አረማመዴን በመንገድህ አጽና አቤቱ ሰምተኸኛልና ወደ አንተ ተጠራ ጆሮህን ወደ እኔ አዘንብል ቃሌንም ስማ የሚያምኑህን ከሚቃወሙ በቀኝህ የምታድናቸው ቸርነትህን ድንቅ አድርገህ ግለጠው። እንደ ዓይን ብሌን ጠብቀኝ፣ በክንፎችህ ጥላ ሰውረኝ። ከሚያስጨንቁኝ ከኃጢአተኞች ነፍሴንም ከሚከቧት ከጠላቶች አንጀታቸውን በስብ ቋጠሩ፣ ባፋቸውም ትዕቢትን ተናገሩ። አሁንም እርምጃችንን ከበቡ፣ ዓይናቸውን ወደ ምድር ዝቅ ዝቅ አደረጉ። እርሱ ንጥቂያን የሚናፍቅ አንበሳ ተሸጉጦ እንደሚኖር እንደ አንበሳ ደቦል ነው። አቤቱ ተነስ፣ ቀድመህ ወደ ታች ጣለው፣ ነፍሴን ከኃጢአተኛ በሰይፍህ አድናት። አቤቱ ከሰዎች እድል ፈንታቸው በሕይወታቸው ከሆነች ከዚህ ዓለም ሰዎች በእጅህ አድነኝ። ከሰወርከው መዝገብህ ሆዳቸውን አጠገቡ፣ ልጆቻቸው ብዙ ናቸው፣ የተረፋቸውንም ለሕፃናቶቻቸው ያተርፋሉ። እኔ ግን በጽድቅ ፊትህን አያለሁ፣ ክብርህን ሳይ እጠግባለሁ።
Psalm 17. Hear the right, O Lord, attend unto my cry. Give ear unto my prayer that goeth not out of feigned lips. Let my sentence come forth from my presence. Let thine eyes behold the things that are equal. Thou hast proved mine heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tried me and shalt find nothing. I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. Concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer. Hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps slip not. I have called upon thee, for thou wilt hear me, O God. Incline thine ear unto me, and hear my speech. Show thy marvelous loving kindness, O thou that savest by thy right hand them which put their trust in thee from those that rise up against them. Keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings from the wicked that oppress me, from my deadly enemies who compass me about. They are enclosed in their own fat. With their mouth they speak proudly. They have now compassed us in our steps. They have set their eyes bowing down to the earth. Like as a lion that is greedy of his prey, and as it were a young lion lurking in secret places. Arise, O Lord, disappoint him, cast him down. Deliver my soul from the wicked, which is thy sword, from men which are thy hand, O Lord, from men of the world which have their portion in this life, and whose belly thou fillest with thy hid treasure. They are full of children, and leave the rest of their substance to their babes. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness, 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 with thy likeness.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, in exalted power to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, himself, himself.
Salam to Tena Yisraeling. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, we have Mezmor Asara Seba Asara Seba Mezmor Dawit, the Psalms of David, Mezmor Asara Sebat, Psalm 17, which is themed, Ye Nesuch So Avetuta, Ye Nesuch So, of the innocent man, Avetuta, a petition of the innocent man. Yet Nesuch So Avetuta. And it's deemed a prayer. Superscription, Yet Dawit Selot. Yet Dawit Selot. So we have a superscription, a prayer of David. May Guy and I ride up. Besim Ab, Wewelid, Wementes, Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak. Mezmor Asara Sevat, Mezmor Dawit, Asara Sevat. Yeah, Dawit, Dawit, Tselot. A prayer of David, of David, of David. Kuter Ang. Avetu, Zidain Sema, Chuhetenim Admit. Betena kolenyam kenfer yalhona winnats loten admit. 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 Hear the right avetu, I father's father, O father of the house. Hear the right. Hear the right. It's Idkain Sema. Avetu, it's Idkain Sema. To hetenim adenim adenim adenim. Attend to my cry, give ear to my prayer that goeth not out of feigned lips. Beten kolenyam kanfer, from deceitful lips, yalhonawin, that which is not, it's elotain, my prayer, admit, admit, hear, incline, listen attentively to my prayer. Kuter hulet, verse 2. Surde kafite yuta, aino chihim bekineta yu, yu, yu. Let my sentence, may my sentence come forth, may my verdict, my judgment come forth from thy presence, from thy perception. May thine eyes behold the things, things that are equal. For day, my judgment kafite, from the eyes, male presence, yuta, may it come out. For day, kafite, yuta, I know chihim bekineta yu. And thine eyes, they connect straightforwardly, you let them see. May they see straightforwardly. Kuter source. Verse 3. Verse 3. Libena feten ho, bet leili tim gweben yahain. Feten hain minim alaganyah binyim. Minim alaganyah binyim. Thou, the eye, hast proved mine heart. Thou, the eye, hast visited I in the night. Thou, the eye, hast tried I, and shalt find nothing. I am purpose that my mouth shall not transgress. Leben feten ho belelitim gwaben yahen feten hanyim minim alaganyah binyim. Leben, my heart feten ho, the eye has tried my heart belelitim, and in the night gwaben yahen, the eye has visited I feten hang and tried I minim alaganyah binyim, and nothing the eye has found against untowards concerning an in I minim alagenye bin yumin. Kuter arat, verse 4. Yesowin sera fe and dainagar fekareno. Sele ken forochik ala chink yahonu men gedochina tabekhu. Concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips, I have kept me, I have kept I from the paths of the destroyer. Yes, so in Sarah of men work, the work of men, Afe, my mouth, and Dai Nager, my mouth, so that my mouth does not speak, Fekade, my will, Nawu, it is my will that my mouth should not speak concerning the work of men, Silakan Farochihik Al, because of the word of your lips, Silakan Farochihik Al. Think Yahonu men gedochina tabekahu 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 tabekahu. I've kept my ways, I kept my ways hard, I kept my ways, I kept my ways hard, I kept the way hard, I kept the eye path firmly, I kept myself from the path of the destroyer. Kuter Amis, verse 5. Igroch Igroch and die a nawetu aremam medena bemengedi atsna atsna atsna. Hold up my goings in thy path, that my footsteps slip not. Igroch feet and die nawetu, that they shake, that they slip not. Aremam meden, my trod, my tracks bemengedi bemengedi, in the eyes menged mengedi. Make it firm in the eye's way, in the eye, in the eye, Yes, I. Kuter Sidist, verse 6. Abiatu. Semte Henyalina, would Anta Tarau. Jorohina, would Ene as Enibil. Kalinim, Sema. Kalinim, Sema. I have called upon thee, I. For thou wilt hear, I. Hear, I.
Oh,
hear, I. Abiatu, I, Father, his Father, O Father of the house. Abiatu, Semte Henyalina. For the I has heard, I. Would Anta to the I. Speaking directly to he who be, you be. Would towards Anta. Would Anta Tarau. I have called to the eye by name. Jorohin, and the eyes here, what a inne to eye. Azenibil, kalenim, sema, hear my word, hear my sound, hear my voice, hear my word. I've called upon the eye, for thou wilt hear I. Avir to thy father's father, Ab of the bait, incline thine ear to I, and hear my speech. Kuter Sabat, verse 7. Yemi Yamanuhinna Kamiya Kawamu Bek and Ye Yem Yemita Dinacho Chernetihina Dinka Darge Gilleto Shew thy marvelous loving kindness, O thou the eye that savest by thy right hand, them which put their trust in the eye from them that rise up against them. Yem Yamnuhin, those who amen in the I, Yem Yamnuhin, Kamiya Kawamu, from those who oppose the Kenya, by thy right hand. Yem Tadnacho, the eye who saveth them, Chernetihin, the eyes open handed generosity, Bink Adarge, amazing, doing amazing. The eyes right hand doing amazing, Chernetihin, Dink Adarge, Gilleto, reveal shoe, Kuta Cement, verse 8. In the Ein Belenat of Cain, Bekina for Chi, Tila so rain. Keep I as the apple of the eye, keep I as the pupil, the apple, in the Ein Belen of Cain. Berkin for chi, tila so rain. Hide I under the shadow of thy wings. Kuter Zetang, verse 9. Kamiyasa chen kunya kahat yatenyoch. Nesenema kamiya kababuata katalatoche. From the wicked, the ratchet that downpress I, from I deadly enemies who compass I about. Kamiya such and kun, from those who cause I anxiety, stress, ka hatiatenyo, chum akas, nefsenim, and my soul, kamiya kabubuat, from those who surround my soul, my psyche, ka elatoche, from I haters, kuter aser, verse 10. Ana jetachuina besiba quataru, beafachuima vitina tenagaru. They are enclosed in their own fat. Ana jetachuina besib quataru. With their mouth they speak proudly. With their mouth they speak arrogantly. Beafachuim. Be afacho, af mouth, afacho their mouths, be afacho women in their mouths and with their mouths to beat arrogancy to tenagaru they speak. Kutal Asaraan, verse 11. Ahunim rima jachinina kabebu ainachuina wadamidar zika zik adarregu. They have now compassed us, I and I, in our steps. They have set their eyes bowing down to the earth. Ahunim, and now, ahunim rim jachinina kabebu, our steps, our tried, our progress, they compass. I not showing their eyes with a midder to the earth, the earthly plane, with a midder zik adarregu. They set their eyes to the earthly plane. Kuter Asara Hulet, verse 12. Asara Hulet, verse 12. Kuter Asara Hulet. Asua nitik iyan in Te shagut om and the minor in the anvesa devolno. like as a lion that is greedy of his prey, and as it were a young lion lurking in secret places. Arsu nikkiyan in the minafik anvesa, te shagwut om in the minora in the anvesa, adebolno, 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 kutar, kutar asara sos. Verse 13. Avitu tenesa kedme wadatacha talo nesina kahati atenya kaseifihi adinat adinat adinat. Arise, avitu, I father's father, O Ab of the bait. Disappoint him, cast him down. Avitu tenes kedme wadatacha talo Nesin kahatitenya besefi hadnat. Deliver my soul from the wicked, from the akka, which is thy sword. Deliver my soul. Nesin my psyche kahatitenya from the akka besefi. By thy sword I did not deliver her, deliver she, deliver my psyche. Kutel Asara Arat, verse 14. Avetu Kasawocha Dilla Fentacho be Hiwatacho Kahonech Kazi Alema Sawocha be Ijih Adinain Ka Sawar Hawa Mezagavih Hodachuin Ategavis Lijochachowa Bizunacho Yete Refacho Nima Lehis Anatochacho Yate Refalo From men which are thy hand, Avetu, thy father's father, O Ab of the bait. From men of the world which have their portion in this life, and whose belly thou fillest with thy hid treasure. They are full of children, and leave the rest of their substance to their babies. Avetu Kasawoch Idilla Fentachoa Behi Watachoa Kahonecha Kazi Alema Sawocha Beiji Adnain Kasawarahoa Mezgavih Hodachuina Tegavi. Lijo chacho wa gzunacho, yeter refacho unema lehitz anato chacho, yater falu kuter asra amist. Verse 15. Inegin, vez idik fitehin ayalo, kovrehin sai itagbalo. As for me, as for I, ine gin, I, however, on the other hand, I will behold thy face in righteousness. Bezidik fitahin ayalo, bezidik in righteousness, bezidik in justice, bezidik fitahin, the eye, male face, perception, fitahin ayalo, I will behold, I will see, seeing, I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy, the eye likeness. Kuvrehin, kuvre, glory, kuvre, the eye's glory. Kuvrehin, sai, seeing the eye's glory, itegbalo, I shall be satisfied. Inegin, abetzidik afitehin ayalo, kuvrehin, sai,
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. An exalted power to the lion. 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 In his divine being to the kings of Israel. Divine being to the kings of Israel. To the kings of Israel. To the kings of Israel. And at times, to God. And at times, to God. And at times, to God himself. Himself. Himself.
Awake, awake, awake with thy likeness, and behold thy face.
Rastafari, to look upon your pretty, pretty face.
we want to walk the streets of glory, shining around your throne. So now the Jets, they are the Gentiles, them to come, one come to look upon your pretty, pretty face. Far we are going home, going home, to seeking Rastafari.
Pull up that one, your justice. Hey, pull up this Rastafari, no man. It's hot.
I am one, to seeking Rastafari, to look up and just pretty face. We want to walk the streets of glory, shining around your throne. So now the Jets, they are the Gentiles, them to come, one come to look upon your pretty, pretty face. Far we are going home, going home, to seeking Rastafari. Till I see at the root of David, hallelujah, Alaya Congo, I can feel I see at the root of David, chant it out, hallelujah, Alaya Congo, I can feel I see at the root of David, hallelujah. King Selassie at the root of David, hallelujah, Ayaya Congo, Selassie at the root of David. Mount Zion bird shall sing and say,
glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords, conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, light of the world, is His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Hail Selassie. Protect my son David as he traveled this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind to critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
Yes, there's Solomon Jabi with prayer and meditation here today's daily psalm, Psalm 17, here on the second day of the Shavua here for the Rastafari podcast, the Monday podcast right here. We have the 30th sabbatical study right here for this Shabbat Strong. Now, usually on regular years and not Hebrew biblical leap years, the Torah reading 29, which you just had, Acharemot, after the deaths of the two sons of Aaron, and Kedoshim, this 30th sabbatical study for the Shabbat Strong, Kedoshim, usually will be joined together, but here, biblical leap year, we have it separately. So here, for the 30th, first words right here from the Sefer Vayikra, and he called the Hebrew name of the third book of Moshe, known as Leviticus. So here we have Lamed, the 30th sabbatical study, picking up with Leviticus chapter 19, Chavarim, chapter 19, chapter Yod 8, right here, Hebrew first words here for this 30th sabbatical study, for this Rastafari sabbatical strong here. Hebrew first words right here. Now, it's interesting here and looking at this right here. It's going over this right here. Yeah. Here we go. B'shem ha'av v'habeim v'raha kadosh ahua achad, in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, He who be, we be, the One. Vaydaber Yahuwah el Moshe le'mor, and He who be, who He be, spoke. Vaydaber, and he spoke, Yahweh, He who be, who be, El Moshe, to Moses, Lemor, saying, Daber, El call, Edat b'nei Yisrael, we amalta Elehem, Kedoshim, Tehiyu, Ki, Kadosh, Ani, Yahuwah, Elohekem. Here. Speak to all the congregation, the aggregation of the children, the sons of Israel. Daber, speak. Daber, il kol edat. Speak to all the aggregation, the congregation, the edat, the adat, the witnesses. Daber, il kol edat, b'nei Yisrael, of the b'nei, of the sons of Israel. We amarta, and say, Elehem, and say to them, Kedoshim, Tehiyu, Kedoshim, holy ones, set apart ones, Kedoshim, Tehiyu, be y'all, speaking to you all, be y'all, Kedoshim, Tehiyu, be y'all, set apart ones, be y'all, holy ones, set apart ones, Kedoshim to you, ki, because or for or because, ki, kadosh, for kadosh, for set apart, for kadosh, for holy, set apart, sanctify, direct meaning, kadosh, set apart, for set apart, kadosh, ki, kadosh, ani, I, ki, kadosh, ani, Yahuwah, I, Yahweh, He who be, who ye be, Elohei Kem. your Elohim. So here we have the first words right here for this 30th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. Kedoshim for Shabbat Kedoshim. Sabbath holy ones. Sabbath set apart ones. Sabbath, as I and I say, Isla ones. Kedoshim. Here again, Hebrew first words here. First and second verses of Leviticus chapter 19. Vaydaber Yahuwah el Moshe le'mor. Daber el kol edat b'nei Yisrael. Vamarta elehem. Kedoshim. Tehiyu ki kadosh ani Yahuwah Eloheikem. And he will be we spake to Moses saying, speak to all the congregation, the edat, the witnesses, the congregation, the aggregation of the sons of the B'nai Yisrael, and say to them, you all shall be holy, or kedoshim, holy ones, set apart ones, tehiyu, all of y'all be kedoshim, tehiyu, for I, he who be who he be, your Elohim, your power, am kadosh, ki kadosh, ani Yahuwah Eloheikem. So here we pick up, here picking up with the 30th sabbatical study for the Shabbat Strong for Shabbat, Kedoshim, Senbet, Kedusan, in them hard Kedusan, we have it here in the Hebrew, Kedoshim. So here, just a couple of opening first words right here, Kedoshim, picking up from the 29th, Ahare Mot, and here, not as a double portion, but usually these two are connected. So here, being in the singularity gives us a little more time to, get into the Hebraic and the Torah grind right here. So here, where it opens up with Kedoshim, holy ones, Kedoshim. Translated, it says, ye y'all shall be holy. But in the Hebrew, it has Kedoshim. Speaking like to many, many ones, you all, I and I all are to be kedoshim. Why? Says he who be we be, ki kadosh ani Yahuwah Eloheikem. For I, right, am set apart. For set apart I, he who be who ye be, y'all Elohim, your power. So this is to be spoken to. The directions here, Dabir, speak to who? Daber il call, speak to call all edat, all the aggregation of the B'nai Yisrael, the congregation, to all the aggregation. The law is here, the Torah that we have here in this 19th chapter here of third book of Moses, Hebrew book of Leviticus. The Torah, direction, instruction, the laws, the Torah in this chapter being so fundamental are addressed to call Yisrael, to call to all of Israel, to Israel, oh no, to Israel, all of Israel. Here in the Monday podcast, just to remind ones and ones listening to the live stream, the Blog Talk live stream, one can call it, 515-602-9761, or can hear the full of full on the Rastafari Israelites on the YouTube channel right there. But here, you know, just a little bit here, the Hebrew first words right here on Kedoshim. 60 seconds, y'all. Kedoshim, Chaburim. So here we have Kedoshim, holy ones, set apart ones, right? Set apart ones. Yes. Calling. Check it out. So here, picking up, who is being spoken to? All the congregation. Moshe is directed by Jehovah to speak, but speak to who? To speak to the children of Israel? No, to speak to all the congregation of the children of Israel. It includes strangers who also must not defile themselves by abominations, abominable practices, or malpractices. This chapter here, Kedoshim, Leviticus chapter 19, Chaburim, this chapter here, it follows the one dealing with the sex or sexual morals that the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, should not think that they have to obey these alone. It's not just this alone.
In verse 4 of this chapter here with Kedoshim, Leviticus chapter 19, in this chapter here, we have in verse 4, turn y'all not to the idols. Turn y'all not to the idols. So the full of this right here, where here we have verse 2, where it says, y'all shall be Kedoshim, holy one, Isla one, Kedoshim to Hiyuki, Kadosh Ani Yahuwah Elohekem. Verse 3 says, y'all shall fear every man his mother and his father, and y'all shall keep my Sabbaths. I am he who be, we be, y'all Elohim. Now, note this right here. When we look into the 10 words, the 10 commandments, it says to honor thy father and thy mother. But here in the handbook of the priests, Leviticus, it says, y'all shall fear, reverence, respect every man, his mother and his father, and y'all shall keep my Sabbaths. And then he signs off on this. I be he who be, we be, y'all Elohim. Here in the Hebrew, ish, man, ish, higher man, ish, ish, imo, ish, man, his mother, with abio, and his father, tirao, tirao, y'all are to fear, tirao, reverence, respect, tirao. Tirao ish imo we abiyo tirao. Y'all shall reverence, respect, tirao. All of y'all, every man, imo, his mother, and abiyo, and his father, we et shabtotai, and my Shabbats, my Sabbaths. Shabtotai, we'eta shabtotai, tishmoru, tishmoru, and you are to shama, shomer, tishmoru, all of your tishmoru, to guard, to hedge about, to observe, shabtotai, my Sabbath, shabtotai, ani, Yahuwah Elohekem, I, he who be, we be, Elohekem. Y'all Elohim. Now here, bringing us to the fourth verse, turn y'all not to the idols, nor make to yourselves molten gods. Remember that was told to them, right? I think in like 12 chapters before chapter, what was it? Exodus chapter 32 with a molten calf, falsely called the golden calf. But it's a molten calf. But here, once again, they are commanded and warned not to turn to the idols, nor to make to yourselves molten gods. And once again, here's a sign-off. It's a sign-off. Ani Yahuwah Elohekem. I be he who be, we be, your power, your Elohim. So here we have Al Tifnu, don't y'all turn your faces. It's like, don't turn your faces. To say turn your faces, your perception. Like to put it, set it up in front of your face, turn your faces. Al Tifnu, Il Ha Elilim. Il Tu Ha Vi Elilim. Not the Elohim, but the Elilim. The Elilim are the idols, or more better in the Hebrew sense, like the good for nothings. They're like the good for nothings, the Elohim, the Elohim. Bringing out the Hebrew sense of idols, the Elohim. Not the Elohim, but the Elohim. The word Ekanim is connected with the Hebrew sense of Al, like Al, which means not. And basically it signifies like the good for nothing or non-entities, entities that only exist in the hedonistic imaginations of the Gentiles and the fool worshippers. Here it says, Ah, Latifnu, Il Ha Elilim. Don't turn your faces to the non-entities, the pseudo trinities, the false gods, you can say, right? Ah, Latifnu, Il Ha Elilim. Wellohei, Maseka, and Elohim, God. God's powers, Maseka, that are molten, that you melt down, that, you know, you melt down, make a statue, and then you say, this is my Elohim. Where lohe maseka lo no ta esu, ta su. Don't y'all make lakem for yourselves. Lakem ani Yahuwah. I be he who be who he be Elohekem. So here, this chapter here of Kedoshim, holy ones, Isla ones, here's the command, Kedoshim to you, be y'all set apart. Why? Ki Kadosh Ani Yahuwah Elohekem. Why are we to be set apart? Because he who he be, our power is Kadosh. Is even Kadosh, 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 the true Trinity, the Hebrew triunity. But he is Kadosh. He is that root of set apart, and therefore we to he who be who he be are to be Kedoshim. So this chapter follows the one that is dealing with and dealt with the previous chapter 18, sexual morals, morality, that the Beta Israel and the Israelites should not think that they have to obey these alone, but also along with that is turn your not to the idols. Turn your not al tifnu il ha elilim. Don't turn to the elilim, the non-entities, the idols. This corresponds here to the first commandment, to the first word of the 10 words, to the first commandment, as many would reckon, right? Many others reckon the second because of how they count the 10. And also where it says, ye, y'all shall not swear, as we go further in this chapter at verse 12. This corresponds to the third. What are we commanded here? We're commanded to be set apart, set apart. Right? What is Moshe to say? He's to say to them, to say to us, Kedoshim Tehiyu, y'all shall be, y'all shall become, become set apart ones. Kedoshim Tehiyu. He didn't say, y'all are already holy. Y'all are holy because, no, y'all are to be, y'all are to become. We are to be, grow in grace and not become. Kedoshim Tehiyu. Now, this is that stain from illicit sexual relations, by practicing temperance as well as moderation, even in the matters that are permitted. So we have to abstain from that which Jah regards to be illicit, sexual perversions, moral perversions, abominations, and even those things that we are permitted, we are to practice temperance and moderation in those matters. Since Hailahim, the power, gave the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, numerous, enough, some even counted 613. He gave I and I numerous commandments. They and we were exhorted to sanctify, to set ourselves apart and obey them. Actually, studying the scripts, we set ourselves apart. We become Kedoshim by obeying them and doing them. He makes us holy, set apart by our keeping of his imperatives, his commands. After Ha'el, Ha'el, the power, the Almighty, had caused his presence, his face, to abide in the midst of Yisrael, and he warned them against what would defile them. Ha'Torah, direction, instruction, states that the purpose is that the people should imitate Ha'Elohim, Ha'Elohim. They should imitate Elohim. As Romeo Yeshua HaMoshiach said, that Elohim is spirit. And those who worship, he's looking for those who worship him, to worship him in spirit and in truth. So therefore, not about the letter of the law, but the spirit of the law. So HaTorah states that the purpose is that the people, that Jah people, should imitate Jah in spirit and in truth so far as that is possible. And then he signs off with this. Why? Ki Kadosh Ani. For I be set apart. I be Kadosh. We shall be worthy to cleave to him. when we seek to make I and ourselves set apart. And how do we make ourselves set apart? To say holy in his sight, Kedoshim, by fulfilling his will and keeping his word in spirit and in truth. So every man, it says, y'all shall fear, reverence every man, all man, every ish, every higher man, his mother and his father. Isn't that interesting? Since the word here used is not Adam, it doesn't use the word Adam, it uses the word ish. Since the word ish is used, whence, where do we know that HaTorah? How do we know that HaTorah also applies to a woman? Well, many of the sages say it's the verb, the action, the verb. The verb, y'all shall fear, y'all shall reverence, is in the plural, and so it points, right? It points to both male and female, although many of the sages say that it's specifically pointing to the sons of Israel. But this verse corresponds to the fourth and to the fifth imperatives, the fifth word, the fourth and fifth word, or as people would say, the fourth and fifth commandment. His mother and his father. Because the child, a child is more apt, usually, right, to fear or respect his father more. The mother is here mentioned first. In the matter of honor, however, the father receives priority because the child, right, most children naturally honors Imo, his mother, more, since she is naturally more affectionate to him. This is an interesting reason right here, Why does it say here, y'all shall fear every man, his father, I mean his mother, not father first. Why is fear, reverence, respect commanded to the mother first here and to the father second? But in the 10 words, the 10 commandments, honor is afforded to the father first, right, and then the mother. Well, notice the braiding here, because a child is more apt, right, and we'll say, and let's say usual in according to the type, according to the context, to fear the father, right, more, right? So the mother is mentioned. She should have that same reverence, that same respect. But now in matters of honor, right, the father receives priority because the child has more honor for the mother, right, usually because of, you know, that's who he knows first, that's who's more affectionate. They say the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. But then in the same verse, John says, y'all shall keep my Sabbath. Notice he didn't say just the Sabbath, but my Sabbath. We're at Shabtotai Tishmoru. This Torah, this direction, this instruction, it follows immediately right there to indicate that if a child is ordered by his father to desecrate HaShabbat, he is not to be obeyed. Again, if a father, if a Hebrew father, right, orders his child to desecrate HaShabbat, that child is under no obligation, because the same one who gave the command to honor also said to keep my Shabbatotai. And similarly, with all of the other commands, of course, naturally it would apply if your mother told you to violate. Now, of course, just to state this right here, is we're going to have to build on this, that if it's a matter of saving life, then certain commands, right, certain commands, since the whole Torah is about life and liberty, there is conditions where, like the donkey in the ditch, we'll get into that, right, as well. You know what I mean? Well, not in the ditch, but get into the reasoning on that, right? But then he signs off there again. Right? How did he sign off? Ani, I, he who be, who he be, y'all, Elohim. Who he be, right? Who is speaking, who he be, and what is his relationship to I and we. So as I did, as I rested on HaShabbat, is what Jehovah is saying as well, so should you. And then the connection with the Elohim, we touched on that, says not to make to yourself. Do not make for yourself. Do not allow others to make them for you. Oh, I made this idol for you. No, bun that. All right? Molten gods. Although they are non-entities in reality, if you turn to them, if you turn your face to them, if you turn to them, you will recognize them finally. If you keep turning to, you know, it's almost like something that you recognize is nothing, but you start to give it place, you might start to maybe regard it as something, is also what is brought out right here. But we'll pause right here, pausing for the chorus of some Hebrew first words here for Kedoshim, holy ones, apart ones, and how are we made holy or set apart in his sight? It's by keeping his commands, his word, his way, truth, and life, in spirit and in truth. He makes us set apart by our keeping of his commands, because he is the qualification of holiness, ki. Kadosh ani Yahuwah Eloheken. Once again, here, Hebrew first words right here. And Jehovah spoke to Moshe, saying, speak to all the congregation of the children of Israel. Say to them, y'all shall be holy, holy ones, idol ones, for I, he who be, who ye be, y'all Elohim, am holy, am Kadosh. Why daber Yahuwah el Moshe leimor? Daber el call it dat b'nei Yisrael. Wamarta lehem. Kedoshim tehiyu, ki kadosh ani Yahuwah Eloheikem. So here, brothers and sisters, some Hebrew first words right there, here on the second day of the Shavuot. But now let's return to the theme here on prayer right here. And here, a midrash right here. Today's daily psalm. Awo, amen. Awo.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Zir, zir, zir upon, zir up on, zir up on, zir up on.
Shema Yisrael, hear, hear, hear. A midrash, midrash. On today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Mizmor, Yud Zayin, Yud Zayin, Yod Zayin, Yod Zayin, Yod Zayin, Yod Zayin. A prayer of David. Tefillah Ledawi. Hear the right, O Lord. Attend to my cry. Shema'ah Yahuwah. Shema'ah Yahuwah. Edek Hatsheva. Hatsheva Rinati. These words are to be read in the light and the illumination of the verse. Of the verse from Scripture in Proverbs 15 and 8 that reads, the sacrifice of the wicked, of the ratchet, is an abomination to the Lord. Zebach Rishaim Toevat Yahuwah. The sacrifice of the wicked, of the ratchet, Zebach Rishaim, is an abomination Toevat Yahuwah to Jehovah. Rav Yehoshua. Joshua taught in the name of Rav Hananiah, Hananiah, that Bil'am told Balak, build me here 7 altars in Numbers in Bamidbar 23 and 1, arguing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, delights in offerings and quoting what Ha'el, Ha'Elohim, the true good, the true God, said to Job's friends in Job 42 and 8. Now, therefore, take to you 7 bullocks and 7 rams. But Rav Yehoshua, Joshua, went on to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, replied to Bil'am, O thou wicked, O thou ratchet one, I take no delight in thine offerings. The sacrifice of the wicked, of the ratchet, is an abomination to Jehovah. Zebach Rishaim Toevata Yahuwah. Wherein do I take delight? In prayer, as the verse goes on to say, the prayer of the upright is his delight. The prayer of the upright is his delight. U tefilat yisharim rizono. But the prayer, u tefilat, and the prayer, yisharim, of the upright, Ritzono, is his delight. Another comment. 1. A prayer of David. 2. Hear the right, O Lord. 3. Attend to my cry. 4. Give ear to my prayer. 5. That goeth not out of feigned lips. The 5 parts here of this first verse from today's daily song. Mizmor Yud Zayin, Yud Zayin, Yod Zayin. 1. A prayer of David. Tefillah Ledawi, Tefillah Ledawi. 2. Hear the right, O Jehovah. Shema'ah Yahuwah, Edekah Hakasheva. Shema'ah Yahuwah, Edek. 3. Attend to my cry, Hakasheva. Rinati. 4. Give ear to my prayer. Ha'azina tefilati. That goeth not out of feigned lips. Bitlo sifte mirma. Why did David utter these 5 petitions
and then conclude, let make my judgment come forth from thy presence, from thy face. Mi lifaneka, mishpati, yetei. Make my judgment come forward from thy presence, from thy face, thy perception. Mi lifaneka, mishpati, yetei. Because it was as if David were saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, Ribon Hashem Olam, Master of the Universe, the Universe, if thou causest thy judgment of me, of I, to come forth before I say my prayers on the morning of the Day of Atonement, on the morning of Yom HaKippurim, I shall be unable to stand up. Make I first read the Shema, hear the rite, and say the other four prayers, two preceding and two following the Shema. And only then, mi lifaneka mishpati yetei, make my judgment come forth from thy presence. Mi lifaneka mishpati yetei. Our masters taught the Rebbeinat, they taught, a king cannot sit in judgment, nor can he be brought to judgment. However, asserted Rav Yohanan, David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, Ribon Hashem HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, thou art a king, a melech, a negus, even negus negesen, I am a melech, a king, a negus, and it is proper that a king, a melech, a negus, sit in judgment of another melech, of another negus. Hence, here it is written, make my judgment come forth from thy presence, from thy face. Another comment, the words, let my judgment come forth from thy presence, make my judgment come forth from thy presence, means that David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the I One, blessed be He, quote, there is no one but thee, but the I, who can pardon sin, who can pardon chet, chatiyat, lack, sin, akari. Therefore, it is written, mi elifaneka mishpati, make my judgment come forward from thy presence, from thy face, from thy, the I, perception. Mi elifaneka mishpati, Rav Lewi, Levi taught, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, send a melech, an angel, to the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, to go before them. What did he say in Shemot, in Exodus 23 and 20? Behold, I send an angel, a melech, before thee, the eye. And then added in Shemot, Exodus 23, the next verse, 21, take heed of him and hearken to his voice. Be not rebellious against him. For he will not pardon your transgression. For my name, Shemi, is in him. According to Rav Lewi, Levi, what can my name is in him, Shemi, my name is in him, mean but that every courier angel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, blessed be He, bears a kind of seal graven in his heart. Thus, scripture in saying, according to the words of Psalm 68:18, the chariots of Elohim, of God, thousands of angels, thousands of angels, Adonai is among them. Rekev Elohim, Ria Botai, Alfei Ashinan, Adonai Bam, Sinai, Bakodesh. The chariots of Elohim are myriads. Rekev Elohim, Ria Botai, even thousands upon thousands, Alfei Ashinan. The Lord is among them. Adonai Bam, as in Sinai, in holiness, in islandness, in set apartness, Sinai Bakodesh. Rekev Elohim Aribotayim Alfei Ashinan Adonai Bam Sinai Bakodesh.
This implies that the name of HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, is part of the name of each angel, each Melaach, as in the names Mikael, Gabriel, Uriel, Raphael, Rufael. And why did Ha'el, the true good, the true God, instruct Yisrael concerning the angel, the Melaach, the angel, who was to go before them? Because according to the words that is written, take heed of him and hearken to his voice. Be not rebellious against him. Because according to the world custom, only a melech, a king, a negus, can do whatever he pleases, whatever pleases him. When he imposes a penalty upon a province and its inhabitants come and plead with him, HaMelech, the king, the negus, even negus and neges, can heed their plea. But when he sends a magistrate to collect 100 pounds of gold, and the inhabitants of the province beseech, beg the magistrate that he lessen the sum, can they possibly be permitted to pay even one copper less than what HaMelech, what the king, the negus, even negus and neges, commanded? For he will not pardon your transgression. That is to say, the magistrate cannot remit a single farthing to the inhabitants of the province. Why not? Because he is merely HaMelech, the negus, even negus and neges, messenger. Just so David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Isla One, the Holy One, blessed be He, Ribon Hashel HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, since there is no one other than Thee, the I, who can pardon, make my judgment come forward from Thy presence. Milifaneka Mishpati Yetzei. Another comment on Milifaneka Mishpati Yetzei. Another comment on let my judgment come forth from Thy presence. Rav Yehuda, Judah taught, when did David say, let my judgment come forth from thy presence? Mielifaneka Mishpati Yetzei. When David numbered the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, Yisrael Jodesh, Rav came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, and Ha'el Elohim said to David, I commanded that the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, shall not be measured nor numbered, according to Hosea 2 and 1. And thou, the I, didst subject them to a numbering. Then Elohim sent God the seer, who said to David, thus saith the Lord, I offer thee three things, choose thee one of them, that I may do it to thee, to the eye, according to 2 Samuel, 2 Shemuel, 24 and 12. Why did Elohim offer David a choice of three things, as if to say to him, even as thou spakest three imprecations against Shaul, thy master, against Saul, thy master, so I weigh thee with three things, in keeping with the words according to Isaiah, Isaiah 27 and 8, in full measure thou dost contend, measure for measure. And what were the three imprecations? According to 1 Samuel, Shemuel 26 and 10, Yahuwah, Jehovah shall smite him, or his day shall come to die, or he shall go down into battle, and be swept away. After speaking thus, like this, to David, to David, God the seer asked, according to the words in 2 Samuel, 2 Shemuel 24, 13, what answer shall I return to him that sent me, that sent I? David stood still, greatly troubled, not knowing what to answer. But then he said, quote, if I answer famine, call Yisrael, all Israel will say, David is rich, his granaries are filled with corn, why should he be concerned? If I answer war, call Yisrael, all Israel will say, David is strong,
and his men are strong. Why should he be concerned? Behold, therefore, I must choose a thing that comes alike to the poor and to the rich, to the strong and to the weak, to those who are grown and to the little ones. Indeed, God the seer gave David a hint that he should choose pestilence by saying to David, according to the words of 2 Samuel 24:13, "Now advise thee, and consider what answer I shall return to him that sent me, to him that sent I." As much as to advise David, say pestilence. And the reason for this Targum, this interpretation, is because the Hebrew word dabar, answer, can, by a change of vowels be read dever, pestilence. Dabar, word, answer, dabar, can, by a change of vowels be read dever, pestilence. And then, what does scripture tell us? According to 2 Samuel 24:14, David said to Gad, "I am in a great strait. Make I and I fall now into the hand of Yahweh of Jehovah, for his mercies are great, and let me, make I not, fall into the hand of man." A parable, a mashal, of a man who was close to death. They asked him, "Where dost thou wish that I bury thee? Near thy father or near thy mother?" He replied, Woe to the ears that hear such a thing. Nonetheless, bury I near Abi, my father." So, too, David said, Woe to the ears that hear such a thing. Nonetheless, make I and I fall now into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are great, and make I not fall into the hand of man. Come and see the mercies of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Come and see the mercies of the Holy One. Blessed be he. For although David decided to choose pestilence, dever, for 3 days, that is, for 36 hours, yet what does scripture say? According to 2 Samuel 24:15, Yahweh Jehovah sent a pestilence, dever, upon Israel, from the morning even to the time appointed, even to the hour appointed. What is meant by from the morning even to the time appointed? Rav Chia, the elder, said, it means from the time the Iwa, the daily whole offering, is slain until the time the Iwa, its blood, is sprinkled. But the rabbis, the Rebbeinot, said that it means from the time the Iwa, the east, begins to glow to the time the Iwa, the sun, rises. Rav Tanhuma related, the Ten Commandments, the two tables of the law, the five scrolls of Torah, the three patriarchs, the 7 days of the week, and the 8 days of circumcision, 35 in all, a numbering matching 35 hours, came and asked mercy of HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch, who, blessed be he, beseeching him, begging him to cancel out 1 hour of dever, of pestilence, for them, an hour for the sake of each one of them, saying that if Israel vanished from the earth, no one would be left to honor them, and they would cease to exist. Whereupon, for the sake of each of them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, canceled 35 hours. But in the hour of pestilence, the hour of dever, which remains, in that 1 hour, there perished 70,000 of the Bnei Yisrael, of the sons of Israel, Yisraelitos, the rabbis, the Rebbeinot, the Memharan. The scholars maintain that in that 1 hour there perished Abishai, the son of Zeruiah,
who was the equal of the 70,000 men among the Bnei Yisrael, among the sons of Israel. Of him it is written, even in 2 Samuel, 2 Shemuel 24 and 16, Yahshua said to HaMelech, to the angel that destroyed Ha'am, the people, it is the teacher. And the verse according to 2 Samuel 24 and 16 reads, and when the angel stretched out his hand upon Jerusalem to destroy it, to destroy her, Yahweh Jehovah repented him of the evil and said to the angel that destroyed the people, it is enough, it is enough, it is the teacher. Wayishlach yado hamalach Yerushalayim Lishachitaha Wayinachem Yahuwah Ilahara'a Wayomera la Malak Ha Mashachita Ba'am Rab Rab. Here, the commentator arrives at this reading, it is enough, by taking the Hebrew word Rab, enough, in its other meaning of teacher, Rab. By taking the word Rab in its other meaning, Rav, teacher, teacher, Rav, 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 Rav. Vayishlach yado hamalach Yerushalayma leshachetaha. Vayinachem Yahuwah el hara'ah. Vayomer lamalach hamashchita ba'am. Rav, Rav, it is enough. Ata, herefa, yadeka, u'malaki yahuwa, haya ima goren, ha orna, ha erauna, haya usi. Stay now, thine hand, and the angel of Jehovah was by the threshing place of Aruna, Orana, the Jebusite. Therefore of him is written, Yahuwah, Jehovah said to the angel that destroyed the people, it is the teacher, Rav. That is to say, the people's teacher, the people's Rav. He is taken as forfeit for thee, forfeit for the eye. Thereupon, according to 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel 24 and 18, that day God came to Dawid. Gad came to David and said to him, go up, rear an altar to Jehovah. Rav Simeon ben Yochai told a mashal, a parable, a misali of a man who was punishing his son. The son did not know why he was being punished. After the man had finished punishing him, he said, now go and do such and such thing that I commanded thee many days ago, but that thou hast not done. Even so, all the thousands who perished in the fighting in Dawid and David's days perished only because they did not demand that Ha-Hekal, the temple, be built. Now, may it not be argued, a fortiori, is used to express a conclusion for which there's stronger evidence than for a previous accepted one, a fortiori, denoting or based on a conclusion for which there is stronger evidence than for a previous accepted one, a fortiori. Now, may it not be argued, a fortiori, that if death befell men in whose midst Ha-Hekal did not exist and so was not destroyed in their days, if death befell them and they were punished merely because they did not demand that Ha-Hekal, the temple, be built, how much more severely shall we, I and I, be punished? We, I and I, who neither mourn for Ha-Hekal, nor seek mercy for it, even though it was destroyed in I and I days. A note on a fortiori. The term in Hebrew logic is al wachomer. Al wachomer. A fortiori. So now, here. Hence, pious men of olden days ordained three prayers to be recited every day. They introduce into one of the prayers in the 18 benedictions the words, quote, O compassionate one,
In thy great mercy, return thy presence, thy face, thy perception to Sion, to Zion, and the order of service to Yerushalayim, and the order of service to Jerusalem. Furthermore, they designated as a distinct bracha, blessing in the 18 benedictions, and also in the grace after meals, the words, Blessed art thou, Baruch atah, O Lord, Adonai, who rebuildest Yerushalayim, who rebuildest Jerusalem. When David perceived that the time, the Iwa of the Dever, the pestilence was shortened, he said, Had I fallen into the hands of them that hate I, of those that hate me, they would have felled me, felled I with the sword. But HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, His mercies are many. Accordingly, He said, make my judgment come forth, forward from thy presence. Milifaneka, mishpati yetzei. Another comment on Milifaneka, mishpati yetzei. Make my judgment come forth from thy presence. Rav Levi taught, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said to David, Have I made thee a Sanhedrin? Have I made thee a Sanhedrin to no purpose? Go forth and argue before it. And David answered, Ribon Shel HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, Thou, the I, this right in Torateka, the I Torah, according to Shemot, Exodus 23 and 8, Thou shalt take no gift. And the members of the Sanhedrin are afraid to take a gift from me and then pass judgment on me. But as for thee, for the I, it is thy will to take a gift, and then to milifaneka mishpatia yetzei, and then to make my judgment come forth from thy presence, milifaneka. And the proof that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes a gift? The verse in Proverbs 17:23. He taketh a gift out of the bosom of a wicked man to pervert the ways of judgment. Shohada mechek rasha'a yikach lihatota archota mishpata. A wicked man taketh a gift out of the bosom. Shohada mechek shohad. Wicked man, not necessarily a venal judge. It may be a man who is prepared to commit perjury if paid to do so. Shohada mecheka rasha ayikach. A shohada taketh a gift out of the bosom. Shohada mecheka rasha ayikach. To pervert the ways of justice. Lehatota archota mishpata. A gift, a bribe, out of the bosom. Mecheka. The perverter of justice accepts a bribe from the pocket of one of the men involved in a lawsuit. We may read into the phrase the furtive manner in which the bribe is given and received is handed over secretly. This reasoning based on Rashi's adlocutor. But continue. And what are the gifts that Ha'ed Elohim takes from the wicked in this world? Repentance, prayer, and charity. Repentance, prayer, and charity. Hence, here, David said, Milifaneka mishpatia yetzei. Make my judgment come forward from thy presence, from thy face. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Idol One, blessed be He, said, My children repent as long as the gates of prayer are open, for I take gifts in this world. But when I sit down for judgment in the Olam Haba, in the world to come, I will take no gifts. As is said in Mashal, in Proverbs 6 and 35, he will not regard any ransom, neither will he rest content, though thou givest many gifts.
and Dawid and David said, Tod aini oracha chayim, thou the eye showest, causes I to know, Tod the aini, causes I to know, makes known to I, Tod the aini oracha chayim, thou showest me, showest I the paths of life. In Psalm 16:11, path of life, orach chayim, path of life, orach chayim, referring to the 10 days of Teshuvah, 10 days of repentance, between New Year's Day, Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaTeruah, and Yom HaKippurim, between the New Year's Day and the Day of Atonement. In the following clause, it reads, in thy right hand there are pleasures. In Mizmor Teth Zayin, Teth Zayin, in Psalm 16, Psalm XVI, Psalm 16, verse 11, in thy right hand there are pleasures. Mota Biyamin Neka Netach, in thy right hand there are pleasures. Mota Biyamin Neka Netach, what is meant by the word pleasures? Ne'imot, ne'imot, ravabim toat. It refers to the myrtle, the palm branch, and the willow that give pleasure. These are held in the right hand. For according to the Rebbeinat, the rabbis, the Memharan, the scholars, the festive wreath known as the lulav, the lulav, the lulav should be held in the right hand, and the citron in the left. What kind of victory is meant in the clause, Ne'imota bimineka netzach? That kind, netzach, of victory, in that the victor receives a wreath. For according to the custom of the world, when two charioteers race in the hippodrome, that of them, which of them receives a wreath? The victor. Thus, on New Year's Day, the Yom HaTeruah, on Rosh Hashanah, all the people of the world come forth like contestants on parade and pass before Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, and the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, among all the people of the world, also pass before him. Then the guardian angels of the nations of the world declare, we were victorious, and in the judgment shall be found righteous. But actually, no one knows who was victorious, whether the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, or the Goyim, or the nations of the world were victorious. After Rosh Hashanah, New Year's Day, is gone, all the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, come forth on the Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement, and fast thereon, clothed in white and comely garments. But even after the Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement, is gone, still, no one knows who was victorious, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, or the Goyim, or the nations, the nationalities of the world. When the first day of Tabernacles, Chag, Chag HaSukkot, when the Day of Tabernacles comes, however, all the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, they that are grown, as well as the little ones, take up their festive wreath in their right hand, and their citrons, the citrons, in their left. And then all the people of the world know that in the judgment, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, were proclaimed victorious. Moreover, when Hoshana Rabbah, Hoshana Rabbah comes, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, taking willows, willows of the brook, circle seven times therewith. While the reader in the Mikurav, in the Knesset, while the reader in the synagogue, like an angel, a Melaach of Elohim, stand up with the scroll of Torah in his arm, the people circling about him, as though he were HaMizbeach, as though he were the altar. Of this circling, our masters taught every day of the first 6 days of Sukkot, of Tabernacles, they circled about HaMizbeach. They circled about the altar once, saying,
according to the words from Psalm 118, verse 25. We beseech thee, the eye, O Lord, save now. We beseech thee, the eye, O Lord, make us now to prosper. Ana Yahuwah Hoshi'ah Na. Ana Yahuwah Hatzilacha Na. We beseech thee, I, O Jehovah. Ana Yahuwah, save now. Hoshi'ah Na. We beseech thee, I, O Jehovah. Ana Yahuwah, make us, make I and I now to prosper. Hatzilacha Na. But on the seventh day, they circled about HaMizbeach, about the altar, seven times. This circling of HaMizbeach, of the altar, is clearly referred to by David, king of Yisrael. In the verse from Psalm 26 and 6, I will wash my hands in innocency, so will I compass thine altar, O Lord. Erchatza de nikayon kapai. I will wash my hands in innocency. Erchatza de nikayon kapai. Wa et sobeba eta miza bachika, Yahuwah. So will I compass thine altar, O Jehovah. Erchata benik ayon kapaya. Wa esovava eta miza bachitai Yahuwah. There upon, there upon the ministering angels. The ministering angels rejoice and say, the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, of Israel, are victorious. The Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, are victorious. And they also say, in the words of 1 Samuel 15:29, the victory of Yisrael will not lie nor repent. Wegam netzach Yisrael lo yishaker velo yinachem ki lo adam hu lehinachem. The strength and also the strength of Yisrael, and also the strength of Israel, with Dam Netzach Yisrael, will not lie, nor repent. With Dam Netzach Yisrael, lo yishaker, with lo yinachem. For he is not a man that he should repent. Ki lo Adam hu, for he is not Adam. Ki lo Adam hu lehinachem, that he should repent. In another reading, with Gam Netzach Yisrael lo yashub with lo yinachem. Ki lo Adam hu lehinachem. The victory of Yisrael, Netzach Yisrael, will not lie nor repent. Netzach Yisrael lo yishaker with lo yinachem. Therefore, David meant to say this: if you perform the rite of the festive wreath, known as a pleasure, and take up the wreath in thy right hand, in the right hand, to praise, to Isis, there with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. Behold, He has made known to you the path of life, the Orach Chaim. Hence, here, David said, even in the words of Psalm 16:11, thou showest me the path of life, in thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures of victory. There are pleasures of victory. Tod aini oracha chayi, sova simachota eta paneka, neimota bemineka, netzach. By orach chayim, by the path of life, by orach chayim, the path of life. David meant New Year's Day and the Day of Atonement.
by fullness, by fullness of joy, by sobah, simachot, by fullness of joy, he meant the Feast of Tabernacles, by in thy presence, et paneka, he meant Yisrael, Israel's appearance in Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem as ordained in the verse from Devarim, from Deuteronomy 16:16. Three times a year shall all thy males appear. Lifnei Yahuwah Eloheka. Three times a year shall all thy males appear before Jehovah the I Elohim. By the words, in thy right hand there are pleasures. Ne'imota b'mineka. He meant the festive wreath of lulav, called a pleasure, which is held in the right hand. And by the phrase of victory, netzach, overcoming, netzach. And by a victory, he meant, I bring thee the glad tidings, the good news, that at the judgment thou art proclaimed victorious over the goyim, over the nations and nationalities of the world. As is said, the victory of Yisrael, netzach Yisrael, will not lie nor repent. Wadam netzach Yisrael lo yishaker lo yinachem. Another comment on in thy presence is fullness, soba of joy, soba simachot etafaneka. Do not read soba fullness, but shaba 7. For the seven things mentioned in the verse from Vayikra Leviticus 23:40, and ye and y'all shall take you the fruit of goodly trees, 1. Branches of palm trees, 2. And boughs of fig trees, 3. And willow of the brook, 4. And ye shall rejoice before Jehovah, y'all Elohim, 7 days. The seven, what are the seven? The booth, the branch of the palm tree, the willow, the myrtle, the citron, the libation of water, and the joyous procession to and from the well. If the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, thus like this observe the feast, Chag HaSukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles, Jehovah will give them pleasure, and with his right hand will declare them victorious at the judgment. Another comment by Path of Life, by Orach Chaim, and thou showest me the path of life, told Ayni Orach Chaim. Dawid meant HaTorah, David meant the Torah. According to Proverbs 3:18, a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her. A tree of life to them that lay hold upon her. Ait achayim ki la machizikim baha. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her. Ait achayim ki la machizikim baha. She is a tree of life. By fullness of joy, soba'a simachot. Dawid meant the text of scripture, the Mishnah, the Talmud, the traditional laws, moral lessons, subtle targumot, interpretation of biblical laws, and the subtleties of rabbinic enactments. Nay more, thou also makest thy presence to shine upon me, to shine upon I, as is said, etapaneka, in thy presence. Finally, by pleasures, by ne'imot, in thy right hand, b'yaminka, in thy right hand there are pleasures, ne'imota b'yaminka. David was referring to this world, and by forever, netzach, he was referring to the olam haba,
to the world to come.
Psalm 17. Hear the right, O Lord, attend unto my cry, give ear unto my prayer that goeth not out of feigned lips. Let my sentence come forth from my presence, let thine eyes behold the things that are equal. Thou hast proved mine heart, thou hast visited me in the night, thou hast tried me, and shalt find nothing. I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. Concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips thou hast kept me from the paths of the destroyer. Hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps slip not. I have called upon thee, for thou wilt hear me, O God. Incline thine ear unto me, and hear my speech. Show thy marvelous loving kindness, O thou that savest by thy right hand them which put their trust in thee from those that rise up against them. Keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings from the wicked that oppress me, from my deadly enemies who compass me about. They are enclosed in their own fat. With their mouth they speak proudly. They have now compassed us in our steps. They have set their eyes bowing down to the earth. Like as a lion that is greedy of his prey, and as it were a young lion lurking in secret places. Arise, O Lord, disappoint him, cast him down. Deliver my soul from the wicked, which is thy sword, from men which are thy hand, O Lord, from men of the world, which have their portion in this life, and whose belly thou fillest with thy hid treasure. They are full of children, and leave the rest of their substance to their babes. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake. With thy likeness, 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 with thy likeness.
Shalom, Chaverim.